Okay, so topic today, again, as we mentioned yesterday, in this week's parasha, we learned about all of the Moadim. All of the Moadim appear in Parashas Emma. And we live in Chutz La'aretz, so we have 2 days of Yom Tif. The second day is Sveika D'Yoma, well, based on tradition. When the Shaluch, when the Bezdin was Mekadish, the Chodesh Al-Pi Re'iyah, and the Shaluchim would not be able to reach the far corners of the earth, the far part, even parts, even outside Eretz Yisrael, so they had no choice but to observe 2 days, Misveika D'Yoma, and even though today we have a calendar, and we know what the Hebrew date is, it doesn't matter, we have a minhag, a tradition, a minhag of Hoseinu B'Yodeinu, we observe 2 days. But the truth is, the second day really is really a mundane, a day of Chol. And because it's not really truly a Min HaTorah Yom Tov, Chazal allowed for one leniency. There's only really one leniency that was built into the system. Yesterday we discussed the issue of Bris Milah on the second day of Yom Tov, Milah Shloi Bisman. That was not built into the system. That appears to be a legal loophole because of different technical reasons. But there is one thing that clearly is built into the system, that is the permissibility to bury the dead on the second day of Yom Tov, and even the first day Yom Tov. It says in the Gemara, and it says in Shulchan Aruch, that it is permitted to bury a dead body on the first day of Yom Tov, al yedei amamin, through non-Jews. Ask, and now normally on Mirul La'akum, instructing a non-Jew to do for you a malacha is forbidden midirabanan. It is also midirabanan to instruct a non-Jew to do a malacha for you on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, for a whole number of reasons. This was never enacted in regard to burying a dead body on Yom Tov. What about the second day of Yom Tov? The Gemara says for better. The second day Yom Tov, not only is there no restriction of Amiru La'akum, you can bury the dead body yourself. What does that mean? Everything you need to do. For example, how do you bury a dead body? So you can just take a sheet and you can wrap the body in a sheet. But that's not the custom. The custom is they're dressed in tachrichen. But to dress them in tachrichen, what happens if there are no tachrichen available? We're going to have to cut the material. We're going to have to stitch it together, sew the various parts of the garment, the sleeves and the other parts, whatever they do, it has to be. Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. What else do you want to do? Well, the custom was to put hadassim on the dead body. Hadassim. Now, in other words, like today you would say putting flowers. Okay, the whole shaila is proper to put on top of a wreath of flowers on a coffin. People who are doing this are not coming to ask you the shaila. Okay, it's done all the time. And a lot of teshuvas about this. And the first thing you have to discuss is that it's clear as day that in the time of the Gemara they would put on a dead body hadassim. And your son will right away say, oh, no, that's not a raya because the hadassim were only for the purpose of removing the odor, the foul odor that came out of the body. That's incorrect. The Gemara there, Rishonim, clear Tosfos clearly says it was not for the odor. It was a beauty. It was an adornment, an adornment to beautify the body and also to show that it'll be Techiyas HaMeisim, that this body will one day be resurrected. Nothing. I always brought up that the hadassim was always because of odor. You're right, so it's not an odor. It has to do with beautification and to show there will one day be Techiyas HaMeisim. So by extension, why not put a wreath of flowers? That's a much bigger beauty for this. So in the Hanami, some hold that it's not necessarily a goyshe minig. Those who oppose, primarily oppose that it's chukah is so'amen. Since it's a given, this is the ABC that's done by the non-Jews, for us to follow in that way, it's called chukah is so'amen. Rav Adi Yosef holds that it's not osur. He says that if you're not doing it, don't start. He says don't start in Eretz. It's the Eretz Yisrael. By the traditional, they never did this. It was never done, and you shouldn't start doing it. But anyone that does it, Chutz Li'aretz, or even now Eretz Yisrael became the global village there. There's no prohibition whatsoever. There's no prohibition to put flowers on a And it's done, very often it's done. You see it done, especially in the military, it's done by Jews that are whatever, different Chinese segments, different Chinese segments. I'm talking about front people. It's not something you make a fight about. The Gemara seems to indicate that beautifying the mace with hadassim was l'chatchila. So flowers, why should flowers be really any different? Whatever it is. But the Gemara goes so far to say, shocking, you're allowed on the second day of Yom Tov to go out into the field and to cut, to a melacha, the melacha of cutting hadassim off the tree in order to put the hadassim on the dead body. You're allowed to stitch the tachrichim. Why do you have to do that? It's Yom Tov. Zilzil Yom Tov. Yom Tov. You need to bury the body? We'll do whatever needs to be done. We'll open up a grave. We'll carry the body. We'll cover the grave. But to go and to stitch tachrichim, wrap the body in a sheet. There's no malacha. Hadassim, you don't have to go cut off. No hadassim. My high. No. Chazal did not institute that there's something called the second day Yom Tov in regard to burying a dead body, a Jewish dead body, on the second day of Yom Tov. It's chol. It's the words of the Gemara are, it's considered to be chol, a mundane day in regard to burying the dead. Okay, so this is the basics. The first day Yom Tov, Chazal permitted it to be done through a non-Jew. The second day, it's permitted to be done through, even through a Jew. Now, here's some very basic questions. Number one, I don't understand. Everyone has the question. On Shabbos, are you allowed to bury a dead body through yourself? Absolutely not. Chil Shabbos. Nothing to talk about. Chayvei Krisus. Okay, so can I ask a non-Jew to bury a dead body on Shabbos? No. Why not? What am I doing wrong? I'm not doing a malacha. I'm violating the prohibition of Amiru La'akum. I'm telling a non-Jew to do a malacha for me. Amiru La'akum is a serious avera, but it's only an Isser Midrabanan. It's not an Isser Deraisa. So you say, no, we're not going to let you violate an Isser Deraban of Amiru La'akum on the first, on Shabbos, Kodesh. So why then did Chazal permit me l'chatchila to violate Amiru La'akum on the first day of Yom Tov? What's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Basic question. The first day, Yom Tov, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to bury the dead, because what are you doing? It's Amiru La'akum. Chazal lifted the prohibition of Amiru La'akum on the first day of Yom Tov. So why then did they not lift Amiru La'akum on Shabbos as well? This is the basic question everyone is. Now, I always thought the answer was, and until I learned this chapter here, and everybody, Dvorak is the Sefer on this topic. It's a very long, very long chapter. I'm only going to discuss a few little things. I always thought the answer was, because since it's going to be 2 days, since Yom Tov is 2 days, the first day and the second day, so you're going to have to wait all the way for 3 days, and in ancient times there was no refrigeration, so the body in 3 days is going to begin to decay and produce a very, very unpleasant odor. So therefore, Ezeu Chacham Haroya Es Hanoilad. So right away, we plan ahead, and right away we'll live. But Shabbos is only 1 day. So you can wait until tomorrow. We're not going to be makel to lift an Issa Midrabanan of Amir Liakum until tomorrow. We're not going to do that. We'll wait until tomorrow. But Yom Tov, if we're going to start not letting you do the first day, and then the second day, we have to know this. Well, what are you going to do the second day? And you're going to wait all the way until Yom Tov is over? 3 days? We can't let a body wait 3 days without refrigeration. It's going to, so therefore, right away, Chazal, no choice but to lift the prohibition. That's what I always thought the answer was. Now, obviously, this is incorrect for one simple reason. Because in Eretz Yisrael, where they only observe 1 day, you're also allowed to bury the dead on the first day of Yom Tov. So there, it's only 1 day. So you have lomish answers like plug. You can't say that if it's going to be mutter in chutz liyareh, it's going to be us in Eretz Yisrael. Or you can tell me that sometimes you can have 2 days Shabbos Yom Tov together. Okay, you could still work with that principle. You have lomish answers that can be used to answer the question as well. But there's a much more basic reason. Okay, that there's a much more elementary reason why it's because Yom Tov, anyway on Yom Tov, you are allowed to do many malachas. Anything that is letzorech oichel nefesh is mutar. You're allowed to cook. You're allowed to make even preparations for cooking. There are so many malachas that are lifted because of eating. It's not nikar, the zilzul.
The chachamim in the same way were still worried about zilzul. That's the machlokes from Yeshua and Rabbi Loza.
They mean muksa, because of muksa. Since they were matir, there's more muksa on Yom Tov is more harm because of this reason.
They are.
But the basic principle is that since on Yom Tov, Chazal, the Torah anyway, allowed malacha to be done. Achasher yosel l'chol nefesh hu levada yosel lochem. So since we lifted many of the averois, many of the Torah lifted many isurim. So the zilzul is much much less. Therefore, Chazal's in this instance when we're dealing with the dead, which is a very serious matter, they were makel. Shabbos, everything is aser. So they did not feel it's proper to lift the prohibition of amir la'akum for kavura. But Yom Tov, when there's no chiyuv karis, and number two, anyway, malacha is mutar l'tzorech oichel nefesh, so the combination of there not being malacha, there is no karis, and it's anyway mutar l'tzorech oichel nefesh, is enough of a reason why Chazal felt when it comes to a serious matter of kavura, it can be done. There's no prohibition of amira lakum. And let's go further. What's the primary thing malacha you do when you bury the dead? Let's talk about the skeleton malachas.
Digging,
choifer, and burying. Burying, no, that's not a malacha to wash the body. Why? Why is that a malacha to wash the body? You don't need to have hot water. You're not heating up. Well, there's no malacha. The malacha is carrying the dead body to the cemetery.
Right.
On Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry. So that's anyway not an Aveira, period. Okay? What? Even on Yom Tov is the same thing.
Right.
You're right. But generally, let's just in the time of Chazal, the cemeteries were I hear the question, but generally, one of the main problems of burying the dead is carrying. And carrying is mutter. So anyway, you're not doing a malacha. So it's the digging, and it's the covering up of the earth. That's the two major malachas. And as we said, since it's not the same degree of zilzul, because it's all not karis, it's only lois haseh, and it is anyway other malachas, Chazal lifted the prohibition of amir la'akum on the first day of Yom Tov. On the second day Yom Tov, mutter l'gamri. You can do it with your own bare hands. Now, that's what it says in the Gemara, and that's what... we're going
to
get to that. Very good. We're going to get to that one moment. Let's just go one thing at a time. Now, in time of Chazal, there was no driving. Time of Chazal, how did you get to the cemetery? They went on a donkey. They went on a horse. Going on a horse or a donkey, you should know, is not even Malacha Deraisa. Chai Noisei Asatzma. It's not even a Malacha Deraisa. It's only, you're not allowed to go on an animal because of a Durabanan. You may come to pull down a branch off a tree. So going, now, guess what? The Gemara says Beferish, and the Gemara says it's Chazal. The only one that's allowed to go to the cemetery on the donkey is the dead body. The dead body can be put on the donkey to be brought to the cemetery. Anyone else who goes to the cemetery has to walk. Which right away becomes a problem in I don't even want to talk about modern times. That becomes a problem right away in modern times is that the Gemara
said... Has it could be in the wagon too?
What? The only one that can go on the wagon or anything of the like can be taken by an animal can be the dead body. But people who are accompanying the dead body to be buried, even on the second day of Yom Tov, are not allowed to ride on an animal to bury the dead. They have to walk. Well, in New York City, you'll argue. I'll let the guy drive the car. I'm not exactly sure of the details of how the Hasidim do it. But one thing is very clear.
The second day.
We're going to come to that one moment. Even the second day, Goyim did it. Okay.
The problem was that the Satmar refused. years ago when it happened, Shavuos was Friday Shabbos, so they did the funeral on the first day.
There Friday.
A lot of Rabbanim, they did it on Friday.
They went
first
crazy.
Day Yontif.
Right, they were
upset. Yeah, they said the big problem was how Hatzalah ambulances were lined up because it was over 90 degrees. They were afraid, so that's where Rabbi, a lot of Rabbanim said, okay, so you could have the funeral, but
went way too
who
far.
Said Hatzalah should have gone out and the people shouldn't have come out in the street to line the road?
Rav Moshe was very against this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm just reading one sefer. It's biased, right? You're telling me it's biased, but all of the it doesn't even talk about modern time. He just mentioned Derech Agaf. All of the things that he writes about it, they all point in one direction. That Bezman Hazeh it's categorically usher. The Gemara there says the Gemara itself says beferish that Bezman Hazeh you can't do it because they are chavorim. What is in chavar? The Gemara says you can't do Bezman Hazeh. What are chavarim? Chavarim means there are goyim. There was a nation called chavarim. And when the goyim, do we go to work on Yom Tov? No, we don't go to work on Yom Tov. Why not? Why don't you go to work on Yom Tov? Because Yom Tov. So we fight in Congress to pass laws that you have that we have entitlements, Shomer Shabbos. Being a Shomer Shabbos means that we can tell our employer we're not coming in for Sukkos, for Shavuos, for Pesach. And you can't fire me. You can't fire me because I'm a Shomer Shabbos. So they it's okay, fine. Then they go they're watching the news and they say, oh, the highway is closed down and Yom Tov because all the Jews are going to a funeral. They're going to a funeral and they all see the Jews driving in the cars on cell phones. They all go, oh, excuse me, you told me that you can't work. It's forbidden to do labor on this day. That's why you can't come into work. Really? You can't go to work? There was a whole parade of people going to the cemetery. What are you talking about? Get back into work. You don't go to work, you're fired. Don't bother coming back to work. The Gemara says that Bezman Hazeh, when they were surrounded by Goyim, and if they see us burying the dead on Yom Tov, they're going to say, you're a bunch of phonies. You're telling me you can't work because it's Yom Tov, and we see you doing Malacha. So therefore, you know what? Bezman Hazeh, don't do it. As the Gemara says, Al Achas Kam V'Kama, today, in modern times, you can make the same argument. And the Gemara talks about all the covenant, there's a lot of definitions, which we're out of time, but all of the evidence points to Rav Moshe, is that today, there's really, really no reason why there's no Baal Tol, Nivlosai. Every little thing, he doesn't even talk about it. Just come to Derech Agav. There was absolutely no issue halachically why it should be. It should be that you're not allowed to do it. The advantages of doing it on Yom Tov itself do not apply today in any way, shape, or form. I mean, not totally, but
it's
the way out. Especially with the complexities of modern day technology and the situation of how we live today, where the cemeteries are located, and the mode of transport to get there, and all of the arrangements, the numerous complicated arrangements which need to be done, the documents that need to be signed, and as far as even COVID, who's going to go? What kind of COVID is it to go bury a dead body in such a situation like this? So it's very, very bizarre, at least in my little teeny mind, why it should be permitted today to bury on the first or second day. But yet, the Hasidic world, Ma'isim v'chol yom, they do it. So obviously, they know something that that we don't know. Okay? It's not at all clear how it can be mutter after you read this chapter. And it's, again, it's not even talking about that issue, it's just talking about other issues. Now let's discuss some of those issues very quickly. Question. Very interesting question. Throw out some ideas. Question. On the first day Yom Tov, so we learn right now, the bottom line, we learn now that according to the technical law, the first day Yom Tov, it's buried through a goy. A goy does it. The second day Yom Tov, a Jew can bury himself because it's not really Yom Tov. Question. The person dies, let's say, make up 7 o'clock in the morning. First day Yom Tov. Tuesday morning, the person dies. Okay, so it's the first day Yom Tov. So right now, we can have a non-Jew standing, do the burial, take care of the whole thing right now. But then we say, you know what? This fellow, do we really want a goy to touch him? What kind of covered hames is it that a non-Jew should handle the body. Holy fellow, this person was a Kaddish Vatar. A non-Jew should give him a Tahara. A non-Jew should dress him. A non-Jew should dig the grave. A non-Jew should bury him. What kind of covenant is that? You know what? Let's wait until tonight. If the person died the first day Yom Tov, and the first day Yom Tov, then the halacha is it can only be buried through a goy, because the first day Yom Tov.
The tahara is done by a
goy? Yeah.
Everything?
Everything. Everything. You're shocked? The first day Yom Tov. The first day Yom Tov, it's Yom Tov. The body is muksa. The body is muksa. You're not allowed to touch the body. You're not allowed to do anything. A Jew can't do anything.
Right.
You can sit and watch the goy do everything. You tell the goy to do it. I don't want the goy touching this holy tzaddik. By the way, when did the Baal Shem Tov die? The Baal Shem Tov, the what day Shavuos?
Second.
First day. And who buried the Baal Shem Tov? A goy. Could you imagine this? The holy Baal Shem Tov, the makar of all, every strimal you see in the street, is rooted in the holy Baal Shem Tov. He died, the Masorah is, as his mom is written in all the books, on the first day Shavuos, was buried by a goy. Okay, the Baal Shem Tov. Al Yidei Amimin. Question, why didn't the holy Baal Shem Tov, why didn't they just wait? It's the first day Shavuos. Let's wait until tonight. Tonight, it's Mutter Al Yidei Yisrael. Then we'll give him the cover he deserves. The Tahara will be done by a Jew. The grave will be dug by a Jew. The grave will be covered by... Everything will be done by a Jew. Let's wait. Who would ever want to go bury him through a goy? A goy should handle the Baal Shem Tov. Let's do it tonight. Let's wait. Are you allowed to wait in order that this person be buried at night? I know that there's a certain caveat. I'm not sure which cemetery it is. Or Simcha Soloveitchik, he's in charge. He showed me out of the picture a certain caveat, and it says in a big sign on the caveat, if you did not go to mikvah, don't come here. Don't come to my caveat to be mispalel. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. They announced by some funerals, if you didn't go to mikvah, don't touch the coffin.
Right.
So could you imagine the Baal Shem Tov? A guy? Who knows what the guy did? The day before, the guy is the one who buried him, touched him, did the tahara. How you talking? Why couldn't they just wait a couple of hours? You wait a couple of hours, it's now night. Night is Yom Tov Sheni. It's Yom Tov Sheni. Now the Shulchan Aruch, a Jew can do everything. And yet they didn't. So this is a big, big hot topic. And the question is really all about, are you either... If you have an opportunity to bury a person immediately, there's a mitzvah deraisa ki kovor tikparenu. Al tolin nivlose al eitz. It says by Haruge Bezdin, do not leave his body over on the tree until Shkia. They would execute people late in the afternoon. They would hang up their bodies for 10 seconds. They'd hang up their bodies on a tree al eitz 10 seconds before sunset. And then, oh! Look at that! We can't leave the body past sunset because Baal Tolin. So by Haruge Bezdin, when is Baal Tolin? You either al Baal Tolin if the body is hanging on the tree a moment after sunset. Or Tseis HaKoychovim. When we machmer, Tseis HaKoychovim. So the person is killed 7 o'clock in the morning, right after the first minyan. They kill the fellow, Misas Bezin, and they hang him up the whole day, which anyway they didn't do, the whole day. They have to remove the body before the sun sets, otherwise they're over on the Isur de Araisov al Tolin Nivlosay Aloetz. So Mamela, it will be Asur if a person dies, and now it's the first day Yom Tov, and the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to bury the person. You're allowed to bury the person by a goy. I don't want a goy touching this body. I want it to be done by a Jew, so I'll wait until it's night. At night, then a Jew can do it. Yeah, but to get from day to night, you got to pass through sunset and say Sakhachavim. son to the Tesach HaChavim is an Isser D'Rais of Al Tolin. You have no choice. No choice. If you can bury him right away, bury him right away. And what's the problem with that answer? Why is that not a good answer? That is a very solid answer. And obviously, by the Baal Shem Tov, that's how they were noyik. Obviously. But why do many people chip away at this answer? The Isser Baal Tolin for Haruge Bezdin is not the same Baal Tolin for a person who dies naturally. A person who dies through Bezdin, Baal Tolin kicks in sunset. Chazal extrapolate from that pasuk and the other sources that Baal Tolin for a person who dies naturally is the morning. You got the whole night to bury the person. There is no violation of Baal Tolin by a regular person who dies naturally until sunrise. So now the question is reinstated. A person dies on first day Yom Tov. So we'll bury him at night. We're not going to bury him in the next day. The next day, you're right. If we wait until sunrise the next morning, but at night, we can bury him and there's no Baal Tolin. And others say, even if you want to say Baal Tolin kicks in at sunset, but Chazal say that's only when it's Bederech Bezoyoin. It says eitz. Eitz is a tree, it's a bezoyin. But if the reason why you're leaving the body over to the next day is because you want to give the body honor, kovoid, honor to the body, then there's no Baal Tolin. So it's a very big kovod for the body to be buried by Jews, not by non-Jews. So therefore, we should wait until the next. There's no Baal Tolin because you want to give it more kavod. So let's wait until the next day. So this is a very hot debate amongst, even though the facts are that the Baal Shem Tov was buried on the first day Shavuos by Goyim. That's what it says. If you want me to read it to you, come later, I'll show you what it says over here. He was buried on the first day. But many later generations have challenged this and have held that if you can wait to the next day, Adarab, it's better to wait to the next day because then it can be buried by a Jew and it's more covered. Now, this touched upon other issues. Now, this touched upon one more issue, and I'll stop with this very quickly. One other issue, and that, why this is not what I just said is not necessarily true, and that is, okay, it's the second day. Okay, fine. Let's say the person, Taka, dies the second day. The person dies the second day. And Shulchan Aruch says, go ahead. Go dig the grave, do it yourself. Is it better for me to ask a goy to do? When it says in the Gemara, Al Yidei Yisrael, does that mean there's no goyim around? They're off, it's the 4th of July. They're closed, it's only me, it's just the Jews. It's the only one that's going to do it. If not me, then no one. Okay, you can do it. Or does it mean, no, good, you can do it, and push comes to shove, but lechatchila, better ask a goy. So is it, in other words, the question is it dechuya or chutra? Stira. From the Rambam, it's mashmo chutra. The shiltais, it says explicitly the word dechuya. So if you learn that Yom Tov Shirin was dechuya for the dead body, was dechuya, then lechatil on the second day you should ask a guy. If you learn that it's chutra, then no, you do it yourself. So if you learn the chuya, you're not gaining anything by waiting to the second day. The body dies, the person dies the first day, you go into the second day. Even on the second day, you should do it through a goy. If a goy can do it for you the first day, so do it to the goy now, right away. Don't delay. Because even the second day, lechatchila, you should not be doing it, you should give it to a goy to do. When it says in the Gemara, Yisrael means when there's no one else. So that's another reason why you should do it immediately, because even the second day, lechatchila, you should do it through a goy. So these are very challenging questions. Other related questions is what happens, let's say Rachman Litzlan, it's not a full body, it's a limb. In other words, they discover a person dies in the battle and they find a limb, one of his limbs. So you're supposed to bury it. Is the burial of a limb doiche the first day Yom Tov, Ali Day Amamin, the second day Ali Day Yisroel, or not? That's one question. Another question, let's say the person's alive, he didn't die, but they did emergency surgery. Emergency surgery and a limb came off. So a living person's limb, can it be buried the first day Yom Tov Al Yidei Amamin and the second day Al Yidei Yisrael? You have to bury it. So that's another question.
You have to bury again.
You mechuyev, that's the whole question. Why you mechuyev to bury the limb? So it's not, is it kavod ha'meis? Oh, tuma. Oh, you just said the answer. Why do you bury your body? Two reasons.
One is kavod
ha'meis, and one is tuma. A limb is not, so a limb, this is the question. A living person, you're not burying the limb because kavod. There's no kavod for a limb of a living person. Person's alive, and there's a limb, rahman al-Utslan, there's no kavod. It's tumah. A dead person, he's already died, and there's a limb. So then many want to say the burial of a limb is mishum kavod ha'meis. You have the same limb. Did it come from a living person or from a dead person? A living person is no kavod, only tumah. A dead person is two reasons. According to many, it's kavod ha'meis and also nafka mina, the second. Another very interesting question. Let's say, rachmana litzlan, a child dies, or a lot of even a child, a lot of dafka, and he didn't have a bris mila. So the meaning of the chever kadisha is they do the bris mila by the kever. By the kever. With a rock, not with a knife, by a rock, by the kever, they do bris mila. Are you allowed to do that on Yom Tov? It is a malacha. They write the malacha. The malacha is cutting. It's a muksa. It's tilting.
No blood.
It doesn't matter. It's chituch. It's. I don't know. Yes, a good question. Define the malacha. But from everything, there's so much literature on this. It's clear as day that it's a malacha. It's a malacha. That's clear as day. What? How do you define toilesh? Maybe it's called toilesh. It's called, I don't know, I guess toilesh. I'm not sure. I don't know the answer, what the malach is, but clearly it appears to be a clear, outright violation of halacha. If you're allowed to stitch the tachlichim together, and you're allowed to cut hadasim from the ground, to put the hadasim on the dead body, and you'll argue, you can even cut fresh flowers. If you can do that, can't you go take off the milah? So some say no, there's a very fundamental difference. Those things are for the kavod ha'meis. This thing of taking off the mila, what are you doing that? Go search the sources. It has nothing to do with now. It has to do with tchias ha'meisim. It has to do with the real makar. They would take this, they would put the orla on the poshe yisro. There's a whole longness about this. It's not a practical matter. It's a Kabbalistic spiritual matter that's not for now, it's for La'asalavai. Who says that's Doicha Yom Tov? So now, if that's not Doicha Yom Tov, is that enough of a reason to wait? Maybe since we can't do this, so even though normally we should, that's called Kavod Hameis, we should wait until the next day. There's no Tolin, Bal Tolin. It gets Lebedik. These are all hot issues. Limbs? And when the person who died did not have a child, let's say the child that was sick, a child didn't have a bris mila, like a nefel, not a nefel, it was a child less than 30 days. And because he was sick, they didn't do a bris mila, now the child dies. So you're on Yom Tov, you can go bury the child, but they have to do the bris mila at the burial site. And they can't do the bris mila. So does that mean they should delay even those Hasidim who taka do the bris mila, they do the burial on the first day, Yom, second day, Yom Tov, but also the second day, the second day, you want to do the bris mila? Does that mean they're going to delay because of this? These are all questions. What?
If someone dies, let's say, in a hospital on Yom Tov.
Yeah.
And usually they bury with the dam or whatever the sample.
Right.
You have to, and you don't get the sample the same day, so you're going to be taking the burial.
No, let's say you're not.
So you do that a separate day.
So let's say the hospital releases all that stuff on Yom Tov. The second that Yom Tov, you get a recording on your telephone, your answering machine, that
come pick it up,
it's ready. Oh, so you go take a car service, go drive yourself. Drive yourself to the hospital and pick it up and go to the cemetery and bury it. Second day Yom Tov, you're allowed to bury. Even the limbs, yeah? So these are all topics of discussion. It's very complicated. What?
The second day has to be buried, it's better to bury it before sunrise, right?
No, it doesn't make a difference. I mean, the earliest, the Bal Tolin, you're saying, is that if you have, as soon as you have an opportunity to bury it, the clock is ticking. And if you delay for no good reason, then there's a violation of Bal Tolin. When does Bal Tolin kick in? So the Pashtus says it kicks in Sunrise.
Sunrise. So at night is better?
Yeah. Because if you don't bury by the morning, if you don't bury by the morning, you only have a few hours not to violate Baal Tolan.
Right.
If you have, let's say, 3 o'clock in the morning, you can now bury the dead body. You know, I'm tired. Let me do it tomorrow. Give me a couple of hours. No, if you wait a couple of hours, you're over Baal Tolan. But let's say the body first dies at 6 o'clock in the morning. I got the whole day. Leave me alone. I got until the next morning.
Right.
So there's a machloikis. When does Baal Tolan kick in? Sunset? The closest sunset or the closest sunrise? Someone who's chayiv misa by bezin clearly is sunset.
Someone who died the first day of yard naturally, right?
Yeah.
It's better at that night after dark.
That's the question. The question is if I can bury him before sunset through goyim, or should I wait until after sunset and bury through a Jew after sunset? Oh, but if I wait and pass until the night, I'm over about tall. And no. You're about to sunrise.
But if you bury him in the middle of the night, you're not over about
to. No, you're not. You're not. That's the argument. That's the argument.
See them bury right away.
So this is the big topic. The bottom line over here is that amongst Ashkenazim, Rav Moshe was very, very strong, and he has all the reason. He has the whole arsenal on his side. There's no excuse today. The Gemara says beferish not to do it. The Gemara says beferish. The Chavarim and all the reasons mamish don't apply today because of Baal Tolan. There's no Baal Tolan today. Because there's a much bigger covet for the mace in every scenario to wait, so there's no Baal Tolan, and there's no Nivul HaMace because it's a refrigeration. So what are you talking about? And the Gemara says, Zechil Hashem. Zechil Hashem, the Goyim see us in Mechal Yomtev, the Goyim see it, and you, the people who could be involved in doing this are so limited, it's almost impossible to fulfill the conditions. So what are you doing it for? What are you gaining? So what... Go ask them. I don't know what they're doing. That's right. And the Baal Shem Tov himself was buried the first day by a guy.
I see them say it's okay.
But it was done by a guy. They would never do it by a guy. Never. Okay. All when the Hasidim do, they always do on the second day. They do it themselves.